when I think about what happened between Michael and I, what I learned working with him.
This is Jim Spitzer speaking.
Thank you. This.
They don't know.
Okay, this is Jim Spitzer speaking. I gave it a great deal of thought, and I came up with an interesting thing. I'm not used to doing collaborative things with people. I'm used to just bomb blasting through any kind of project, doing it my way, and not listening to other people, and coming out with whatever it is I come out with. Michael presented a very interesting situation. Michael brought to the project a tremendous amount of energy. Just absolutely raw energy. That's how Michael thinks. It's all about raw energy. He brought to the project color that perhaps the Fauvists would use. Very emotional and very noisy. And I found that kind of exciting. And I found myself, because Michael hasn't had too much painting experience, I found myself having to put an order to some of that energy. And we had a little bit of a conflict here and a little bit of a conflict there. But the conflict was the growing part of this thing. And so what you see in this painting is Michael's energy, my order. Then it reversed itself. Then it became my energy and Michael's order. Until there was a balance. And we agreed.
I think that tells it like it is. I really do. I think that's pretty much the way it happened. This Jim's color, I mean, is very inspiring, and so we were able to like just play off of each other, and alternate in areas of attention, what different priorities are in terms of color relationships or visions that we might have, and so the process was inspiring. This was the fourth in a series of collaborations, but this was the large one, we kept on moving up in canvas size after each collaboration. So this is, you know, and I feel in a lot of ways this is the result of the other three. The kind of like the other three were maybe at some degree sketches towards this.
That's what little ones are.
Yeah. So sketches towards this purpose. And
I was really pleased with what came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleased, and I didn't want to have to deal with something this large, so I said, let's put it in a closet someplace.
Right.
And Michael said, no, let's hang it someplace. I want to see it up on the wall. And I said, well, it'll look good on the wall, Michael, but it's getting it to the wall that's always been my problem, because that's the part of art I don't like, moving the stuff around, getting it ready, getting it to the wall, picking it up. But Michael took that out of my hands very
we
nicely.
We found some walls. found some people that were interested in having it. It's going to come off of that wall in August, and we're going to have to put it back in the closet.
So if anybody wants this thing, put your bid in.
So now we have, and so now we're looking at having this in a virtual wall for the Bauhaus.
Yeah.
And is immediately I thought of Kandinsky because of the color and abstraction form that I love that. And I don't know what your we spoke the other day. You mentioned structure and construction and architecture.
Well, the structure, every painting, regardless of how wild it is, how erratic it is, it has to have, underneath all of that passion and color, it has to have a structure. It has to be able to captivate the viewer, to get the viewer to look at it and not see anything else. And I think this painting does that. It has a beginning and it has an end, and it has places to go in the middle. So to me, it's a fairly perfect painting.
How about the Bauhaus aspect in your...
The Bauhaus, as I remember it, it's been a while since I've done a lot of reading, was a period of experiments in form. I remember the Bauhaus, but some of the architecture, Van der Rohe, Corbusier, people like this. Some of the art that came out of Germany in the 30s and the 40s, some of the really wonderful things, I mean, which is my favorite period of art. I think art began around 1900 and stopped around 1950. But that's because it was about the times, it was about the period, it was about the history of the world. Art was art history. Today, art doesn't have too much history behind it. You don't have to look at me like that, Michael. I said it just to perk you up. Anyway, this is, I'm not quite sure what the Bauhaus is or what the new Bauhaus is. But I'm curious to see what unfolds with this project. And again, I'm happy to be part of it. I certainly like to hear responses from people about it. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thanks, Jim. It's Michael and Jim. Hoping you enjoy our collaboration union.